well, it sounds like we're going to have to hit a little field day here when the weather starts to break and bring some toys out. What screwed me is I started as an FPV, right? So they're carbon fiber frames, everything's built, you know, they're meant to crash. So if I hit the dirt at 50 miles an hour, I buy a couple or put new props on it for a couple bucks and I'm done. This plane, it's styrofoam, so it's not, doesn't really have a fighting chance. Second flight out, I blew the landing gear off of it. I was trying to fly it in my yard, and it was just not smooth enough, and it was too windy, stalled out, and it just kind of plummeted out of the air and landed right on the gear and just blew it out. So fortunately, I was able to fix it, get that back up in the air. But 2 years ago, I had a Goose Sky S1. I don't know if you've seen those dinky little 3D helicopters. They're a riot. I love flying helis, but I just never felt comfortable flying a helicopter in 3D. Like, I'd get up there, do a couple flips and stuff, but it's really easy to whiskey throttle that, so to speak, and let it get away from you. So I sold that. I got exactly what I paid for it, and I haven't bought a heli since, but I've been looking at them. I'm just afraid to get back into it. Well, we can chat a little later about it. The OP, the Ohio Model Products, OMP, that's a great bird, relatively inexpensive, flies well. The problem that you have flying a helicopter is you have to be mid-stick. And that's the problem, because everybody wants, you know, something goes wrong, your instinct is to pull the throttle all the way back. And you can't do that, because to pull the throttle all the way back, it gives it full negative rake, and you just accelerated your crash. That's the mind block with those. So, all right, I'll talk to you a little bit later. I got to get out of here. I'll be mobile here in about five, if you're still around. WAVD.